Large wind turbines have become a common sight in America, from Texas up through the Dakotas. Still, wind power accounts for less than 10% of the nation's electricity generation. Now, the Inflation Reduction Act, that's awaiting President Biden's signature, extends a tax credit for wind energy production through 2025. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on some of the hurdles the industry will face in ramping up production.
It's common to find yourself driving in Iowa and suddenly be surrounded by dozens of massive wind turbines twirling in the wind on either side of the interstate. At night, flashing red lights flicker from atop the turbines to alert airplanes. Utility company MidAmerican Energy has plans to build dozens in northwest Iowa's Woodbury County. Some landowners there, like farmer Daniel Hare, showed up at a Board of Supervisors meeting there last week, and they weren't happy.
I think maybe there's a time and a place for wind, but it's not here in this county where all these people live. My argument to them is, it's not meant to be here in Woodbury County. Build elsewhere.
Landowners complained they didn't want the towers on their landscape, that the flashing lights would be bothersome at night, and that the money the local county would bring in just wasn't worth it. The supervisors are considering increasing the distance between towers from 1,200 feet to 2,500 feet. MidAmerican pointed out that longer distance would allow someone a half mile away to decide what you can do on your property, and it would severely hinder the project. Heather Zeichel with the American Clean Power Association says the pros of wind energy outweigh any cons.
Wind is a free resource. It is not subject to the whims of what's happening in Ukraine or the global commodities prices for natural gas. Farmers and communities are benefiting from the taxes and fees paid to landowners and state and local governments.
Zeichel says Iowa can be a model for the rest of the country because a whopping 40% of the state's electricity comes from wind power, and it garners bipartisan support. MidAmerican pointed out property owners in Woodbury County would receive between $76 and $96 million over 40 years of the project. While some people in this part of the state are resisting plans to expand wind power, others have had turbines on their land for years, like David Johnson, who has four turbines on his farm near the Minnesota border on the other side of the state. He receives $2,300 a month from the turbines.
Oh my gosh, you cannot believe the positive cash flows that creates and minimal impact.
Johnson says the regular payments from the turbines allowed his adult son to come back and work on the farm. While the industry and environmental groups are banking on landowners like Johnson to allow new turbines, there's another challenge across the country: increasing the storage and transmission lines to pump that energy throughout the country. Carrie Johansson is with the nonprofit Iowa Environmental Council. She says a new set of transmission lines went up this summer in the Midwest.
That will greatly enhance the ability of all the states in the region to increase adoption of renewable energy, and then share those renewable energy resources across state lines. If the wind is blowing in western Iowa, maybe it's not blowing in western Michigan. And there's the ability for Iowa then to benefit from selling that wind when we have access into Michigan, and then vice versa.
Wherever the wind is blowing, environmental scientists hope this historic investment in clean energy will help steer the country away from the worst impacts of climate change, and that more landowners remain open for these turbines to fill the countryside and provide clean energy. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.